This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا وقائدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي أما بعد. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I testify that there is no God except Allah. And I testify that Muhammad is the Prophet and the Messenger of Allah. Brothers and sisters, I greet you all with the greetings of Islam. And I say to every single one of you, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for honoring us and making us from amongst those who get together in a gathering like this gathering to remember Allah and to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, he says, Man yuridillahu bihi khayran yafaqihu fi al-deen. Whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants goodness for, whom Allah azza wa jal wants to grant goodness for, Allah Azza wa Jal will increase their knowledge in Islam. So you being part of this gathering and attending this conference, know for a fact Allah chose you for this and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to bless you with His goodness upon you. And then let the shaitan whisper in your ear or in your mind, in which he says, what are you doing in a gathering like this gathering on a Sunday like this Sunday? You could be out there hanging out with your friends or going out to some barbecue or doing something else with the family. You are missing out. Well, I want to say something to you. By Allah, everyone else is missing out except you. You are in a blessed gathering. A gathering of the mercy of Allah. A gathering of the forgiveness of Allah. A gathering of the angels of Allah. A gathering of the remembrance of Allah, and Allah Azza wa Jalla will remember you the way you remembered Him. And what a beautiful moment that we get together on Sunday to talk about a very important component. A very important component in Islam, a very important integral part of Islam, and that is the family. The family is what makes the society and the community. And if the family is correct, the rest of the community is correct. If the family is guarded, then the rest of the community is guarded. For that, we need to fix our internal affairs before we start sometimes thinking of the external affairs. For that, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he emphasized so much on the importance of a family, on the importance of having a good, righteous upbringing, focus so much on the importance of fulfilling the rights of your parents and the parents, them fulfilling their rights of their children. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of this important component, this important integral part of Islam and the society and community, which is the family, which begins from your parents, your mother and your father. And you realize in the Quran Kareem, Allah Azza wa Jal reminds us of the importance of parents and their rights over us and upon us in so many different verses in the Quran Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the rights of your mother, the rights of your father, and his obligation upon us that we obey them, we respect them, we look after them in so many verses in the Quran Kareem. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeats the same verse in the Quran Kareem, in different parts of the Quran Kareem, it clearly implies to us the importance of this issue and matter. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And your Lord had ordained upon you that you worship no one but Allah. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And you are dutiful, respectful, and kind to your parents. It's not an option. It's not a recommendation. It is a must, an obligation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Allah Azza wa Jal is not recommending us that we look after our parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not just encouraging us that we are respectful to our parents. Allah is commanding us that we must be respectful to our parents. Because the respect of the parents is the respect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And being dutiful to your parents is being obedient to Allah Almighty. And unfortunately, in this time and this day and age, we find so many of the children are neglecting their parents. And they put their friends that they just met, they put their friends that they just encountered over the importance of their parents. But let me say something to you. No one would care about you and love you as much as your parents would be. Your mother looked after you before you were even born, 9 months, carrying you in her womb. 9 months enduring different hardships, different challenges, pain, agony. All this just to make sure that you come out into this world healthy. That you come out into this world in the best possible way. That you come out into this world in the best shape, in the best health. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions that in the Quran Kareem, حَمَلَتُ وَهْنًا عَلَى وَهْنًا كُرْهًا عَلَى كُرْهًا. The mother carried this child and she endured all these different hardships, pain and agony, the contraction of giving and delivering birth, hardship over hardship, as Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, wahan ala wahan, difficulty over difficulty, for the sake of just to make sure that you come into this world healthy. You come out into this world healthy, in the best physical, in the best sound, in the best way, in the best shape. And then it just doesn't start there, or ends there, it starts from there. It doesn't just end after the mother goes through all these hardships and she goes through all this pain and agony and then she delivers birth to her child. It just stops there and that's it. But this is where the journey begins. And then the mother continues to look after this child to make sure that she'll have a sleepless night for her son or daughter or child to have a good sleep at night. She'll take the food out of her mouth just to make sure that she feeds her child. She'll do anything to protect this child. She'll go through anything just to protect this child. She'll sacrifice her leisures, her pleasures, her desires, just for the sake of looking after this child. And same way as the father works so hard during the day to make sure that he brings food, bread and butter to the table. To make sure that he feeds his children halal food. To make sure that he upbrings and he brings them up in the best form and shape. To make sure that he raises them in the best form and shape. Years will go past. The mother is sacrificing during the day and night. And the father is sacrificing during the day and night. To make sure that they bring up this child and raise them in a way that they'll be happy in their life and in a way that they'll be successful in their future. Sacrifices. Mom and dad, the mother and father will go through so many hardships just for the sake to comfort you. Just for the sake to bring happiness in your heart. And that moment that you smile to the mother and father, it is the most beautiful moment in their life. But then this child grows, reaches the age of puberty, reaches the age of maturity, and then this child starts to meet new friends, new mates, and then starts to build up this friendship and mateship. And now, I don't need mom and dad anymore. At one stage, she needed to clean me, clothe me, feed me. Now I'm independent. I don't need her. Now I'm working, I'm earning money. I don't need my father. So my journey begins from there and forget about those that looked after you and made you who you are. Made you who you are right now. It's your mother and your father that contributed to your success right now. It's your mother and your father that made you who you are right now. You are mature now. You've reached the age of puberty. You are now a businessman, a businesswoman, an intellectual, educated man and woman. Now, not only that, you've started your own family. All this is because of your mother and your father. And that's why Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. You must be dutiful to your parents. You must be respectful to your parents. You must be kind to your parents. Do not forget what your parents done for you. If it wasn't for them, you would not even exist on the face of this planet. It's your parents that made you who you are. So don't forget who made you who you are. When a young man will come to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and he will say, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, I want to participate with you in one of the expeditions fighting for the sake of Allah. Dying on the battlefield, die as a martyr and a shaheed. So Allah Azza wa Jalla can give me the highest level of the paradise. So Allah Azza wa Jalla can be pleased from me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give me the greatest of rewards." The Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam will respond to him and ask him, "Do you have any of your parents alive?" So he says, "Oh, Messenger of Allah, yes, both of them." So the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam says, "Go back to them and look after them and perform jihad by looking after their needs." Jihad, dying on the battlefield, shaheed. It is something that everyone wishes for. One straight path to the paradise, and not any paradise, the highest level of the paradise. Well, there's another jihad that we could perform in our life, and that's by looking after our mother and father. But many people of us are not interested in that jihad. You know why? Because dying on the battlefield is a lot more easier than looking after your mother and father. We don't want to just die for the sake of Allah. We want to live for the sake of Allah. And living for the sake of Allah is a lot more harder and difficult than dying for the sake of Allah. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will say to this man, and similar men like this young man, go back to your parents, go back to your mother, go back to your father and look after him. In another narration, he asked this man, "Are any of your parents alive?" He says, "My mother's still alive." So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he says to him, "Go back to her, look after her, take care of her need, because the paradise is under her feet." The paradise is under her feet. To serve your mother and look after your mother. Take care of her. Bring back a smile on her face. The way she made sure that this smile does not depart away from your face. Bring back this smile on her face. The way she was always eager and keen to make sure that you're always smiling and never cry. That moment they used to cry, her heart will be wounded. Her heart will be cut into pieces. The moment she sees her child crying, it's like the whole world had collapsed in front of her. And she'll do anything to bring back that smile on your face. What are you doing in return? What are you bringing back to your mother and father? What repayment are you willing to repay your mother and father in this world? Because as much as you do for them, you will never ever give justice to what they've done to you. As much as you try and repay them back, you will never ever repay them with justice. That during the time of one of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala an, he sees a man during that time performing tawaf. And while he's performing tawaf, he has his mother on his back. So imagine this man carrying his mother on his back and doing tawaf 7 times around the Kaaba. After this man finished the tawaf 7 times around the Kaaba, he saw this companion. And he asked him and he said, "Did you just see what I did to my mom, to my mother?" He said, "Yes." He says, "Isn't this a noble action?" So the Sahaba said, "Yes." So he said to him, did I fulfill her right? So the Sahabi said, not even one pain of her contraction pain. Not even one pain of her contraction pain while she was delivering birth to you. Carrying his mother, doing tawaf 7 times around the Kaaba, does not even fulfill the rights of one contraction pain while she was giving birth to him. That's your mum. That's your father. That Allah Azza wa Jal commands us, even though our parents are disbelievers, non-Muslims, even though they are misguided, misled, even though they command us to worship someone beside Allah or disobey Allah, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he says, وَإِن جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُشْرِكَ بِي مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ فَلَا تُطِحْهُمَا. And if your parents command you that you ascribe partners with me or worship someone beside me or disobey me, then do not obey them, but be friendly towards them. Befriend them. Be kind to them, be polite to them, even though they're encouraging you to do something haram, even though they are doing something haram, even though they are non-Muslims, you must be dutiful, respectful and kind to your parents, because your parents are your responsibility in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. Our parents, our mother, our father, it all begins with them. How many of us are neglecting our parents these days? Don't even have time for our parents, to look after our parents. Not even sometimes a phone call just to check up on our parents. We're too busy with those who we just recently met. We are too busy with those we just met and we hang out with and we go out with. We are too busy with those that we are having fun with, and we are neglecting those that made us. That made us who we are. That contributed into our success. That contributed into what we do right now. Our parents, your mother, your father. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ عَاقٍ. Someone who disobeys his parents, someone who disobeys her parents, someone who neglects the rights of their parents, will not enter the paradise. That's how severe it is for one of us to disrespect our parents. That's how major of a sin it is for us to disrespect our parents. When was it last, my brother and my sister, that you called your mother and you said to her, Mom, you called your father and you said to him, Dad, I love you. I care about you. You went and saw him and you kissed their hands and their feet. I'm just doing that because I love you and I care about you. Or we're too embarrassed. We become sometimes reluctant and embarrassed. I can't say that to mom. I can't say that to dad. But your friends, I love you, brother. I love you, sister. You're my bro. I'll do anything for you. But when it comes to mom and dad, mother and father, we become embarrassed for some reason. For some reason. We become embarrassed. For some reason, all the embarrassment just comes in our hearts at that time. My brothers and my sisters, your mother, your father, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the obedience of the parents in the Quran Kareem in so many verses. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reiterates on that and emphasizes on that how important it is for one of us to look after our parents and to take care of them. Not only while they are alive, even after their death. That's how far Islam goes when it comes to the respect and the duty and the responsibility of the parents. Even after their death, Islam commands you that you look after some of what their rights are on you. And amongst the rights, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, that the rights of the parents after their death, and that was mentioned when a companion came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, and he said, O Messenger of Allah, do the rights of my parents cut off when they die? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, no, they continue. These rights continue after the death of your parents. And then he says, what are the rights of my parents after their death? So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he says, that you continue making dua for them. You continue making dua for them, while they are alive and while they are dead. You make dua for your parents. You never ever stop making dua for your parents. You make dua for your parents while they are alive. رَبِّ ارْحَمُهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. As Allah commands in the Quran Kareem, say, oh my Lord, have mercy upon them the way they had mercy upon me when I was young. Oh Allah, forgive them. Oh Allah, strengthen them. Oh Allah, make it easy for them. And then when they die, you continue making dua for them. Oh Allah, forgive them. Oh Allah, have mercy upon them. Oh Allah, admit them into the paradise. That's one of the rights of your parents upon you after their death. And also he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that you also keep ties and keep in contact with those that your parents used to keep in contact with while they're alive. Keep that tie and friendship with those that your parents used to love while they're alive. If I know that there is someone that my parents used to love, my mother used to love this particular aunt, or my father used to love or respect this particular uncle, and my parents passed away before them, one of the rights of your parents upon you that you continue this connection and ties with them. Those people that they used to love and respect during their life, you continue with that after their death. And you do that for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Maybe this person that your parents used to love, and your parents that used to keep good ties with, maybe they're not the best of people to you. Maybe they are very far away from your mindset and mentality. But you do that for the sake of your parents. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did that, not for his mother and father. He did that for Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. All that because of his love to Khadija. What about your love to your mother and your father? And also, one of the rights of your parents upon you after their death, which is a good deed that you should initiate, a good deed that we should all practice, is to donate something on their behalf. Give a rand or two, a dollar or two, or build something. Build a masjid, or contribute into the building of a masjid, or into the da'wah, like this organization that you've attended their conference. Give something on their behalf for the sake of Allah. That, ya Allah, I donate this money on the behalf of my dead mother or dead father. That I ask the rewards of this money will go back to them. Allah Azza wa Jalla will give them the rewards after their death. Sadaqah jariyah. Continuous sadaqah. Continuous charity after the death of your mother and your father. That they continue to benefit and grasp the reality of the rewards of the good deeds that you've given on their behalf. That's something that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us of. If there's something that I want to come out of today, and something that I want to initiate, and something that I want to do for my parents, even if they are alive, I want to give something on their behalf. I want to donate something on their behalf. I want to give charity on their behalf. That I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make the rewards of this charity to continue going back to them. Whether alive or dead, this is the quality of the mu'min. Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to keep that strong tie. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to continue having that connection with our parents, even though they are dead. Continue having that love and that sympathy, that compassion for our parents, even though they are dead. We do not forget them. We don't forget them from the moment they die. On the contrary, we continue to remember them even more. And I mentioned a story yesterday that one man who is a successful businessman, a successful Muslim businessman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had opened up for him. And once he was asked, what do you think the secret from behind the success? What do you think the secret from behind your success? The success of your business. He says, I believe the secret from behind the success of my business, that every single day I make dua for my mother and my father. For my late mother and my father. For my dead mother and my father, I make dua for them every single day. I say, ya Allah, forgive them. Ya Allah, have mercy upon them. And I give charity on their behalf. I give sadaqah on their behalf. And every time I do that, Allah Azza wa Jal opens up for me more and more. And every time I make dua for them and give for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla on their behalf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to expand my business, continues to expand my trade. This is the barakah, the blessing of being dutiful to your parents. So much barakah that you'll gain, so much barakah that you'll get after respecting and being dutiful to your parents. So much barakah that you'll gain for you've been dutiful and respectful to your mother and your father. My brothers and my sisters, our parents, our mother, our father. And as we were children and we had parents, now we are parents and we have children. And as they say, what goes around comes around. Don't forget that tomorrow you'll have children yourself. And tomorrow you have a son and a daughter. And the way you treated your parents, maybe your children will treat you the same way. Maybe your children will come around and treat you the same way. And that's why, if I'm married and my husband has parents, I should be that source of encouragement to my husband to make sure that he looks after his mother and his father. He looks after my mother-in-law and my father-in-law. Even though that my mother-in-law and my father-in-law are sometimes may be cruel to me, unfair to me, but I don't want to be the one that cuts that tie between my husband and his parents. You should be the one that connects between your husband and his parents. And same thing, if my wife, her parents are still alive, I should be that connection that connects my wife to her parents, even though I probably dislike some of their action. We should be a source of goodness, not a source of evilness. We should be a source that connects people together, not divides people away from each other. How many times do we hear wives that want their husbands to disconnect themselves from their parents? Wal-iyadu billah. Even though you probably experience some cruelty and some bad actions from your in-laws, but never be the reason that you cut the ties between your husband and his parents. Because what goes around comes around. And tomorrow, as you'll be a mother, you will also be a mother-in-law. And as you are a father, you'll also be a father-in-law. So do good, and do good for your sake. Because every good deed that we do, we shall grasp and harvest the benefit and the fruit of this goodness before anyone else. Before anyone else, we will be the ones who will gain the goodness. We will be the ones who will acquire the goodness of this good deed. My brothers and my sisters, our parents. Our parents are our fruits. The best fruits. The best investment that we could invest in this world and the hereafter. I want to be with my parents in this world. And I want to be with my parents in the hereafter. I don't want my mom and dad, my mother and my father, in front of Allah to say, "Ya Allah, he was disobedient to me, she was disobedient to me." I believe that will be the worst moment in your life. When your mother and your father say, "Oh Allah, we're innocent from him or her. They were so cruel towards us. They were so bad towards us. They were disrespectful towards us." Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "Wala taqul lahuma uffin wala tanharhuma." Don't you even say uff, which is a word that expresses hatred or dislike. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, don't even say uff to them. Don't even utter with a word that will make them unpleased. Don't even utter with a word that will make them angry. Don't even utter with a word that they dislike. Not even a letter they will dislike. How many times we are busy in what we do? And mom and dad will call us and say, "We're busy." Busy with who? With your friends? With your schoolmates? Busy with who? If you're going to be busy away from your parents, and you don't give the attention and the respect to your parents, to whom are you going to give respect to? Take advantage of your parents if they are still alive. You know how many people, even yesterday in Cape Town, how many brothers and sisters came up to me and they said, "I wish if my parents are still alive so I could be dutiful towards them. But unfortunately, I was guided after their death. I only understood the value of my parents until my mother and my father passed away. I don't do anything, even though I'm willing to give my own life for my parents to come back alive. If your parents are still alive, this is your opportunity. If your parents are still alive, this is your best opportunity for you to take care of them. Get closer to them. And as time goes past and the older they get, is the closer you become to them. If your mother or your father or both of them are still alive, then you take care of them and get closer to them. Don't wait for them to die and then you wake up to yourself and realize how important they were in your life. Just because they are too nice to us, so compassionate, so loving, we exploit that and take it for granted. We become a lot more attracted to those who don't care about us, those who don't even really love us, and we are distracted away from, and we walk away from those who really love us and care about us. We want to make a change. We want to change our relationship with our parents to a better relationship, to a more loving, caring relationship. A relationship that just gets me closer to my parents every single day. And if they are alive, I want to take care of them. And if they are dead, I want to continue making dua for them. I will never ever forget them. Your mother, your father, they are the flowers of your life. They're your parents. You exist because of them. And who you are and what you are now is because of them. And Islam wants you to appreciate that. Acknowledge that. Honor it. Take care of it. Islam wants you to be connected to them. And alhamdulillah, I'm so honored and privileged to be in a gathering like this gathering that we remind ourselves of the importance of our parents and our duty to our parents. I want to make a change from today. Today I'm going to make a phone call or visit my mom and dad and show them that I love them and I care about them. Today, out of this conference, I don't want to just hear beautiful talks, motivating talks, and then I walk away with no action. We want to act upon what we hear. We want to act upon what we believe in. We want to act upon what we hear and what we believe in, and want to put everything into practice. I'll go to my mother, to my father tonight. I'll speak to them. I love them. I kiss them. I hug them. I kiss their feet. I show them that I love them. And I just ask one thing from them. Just be pleased from me so Allah can be pleased from me. Be pleased from me so Allah Azza wa Jal can be pleased from me. I ask you that you ask Allah to forgive me and have mercy upon me. وَقُلْ رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. And say, oh Allah, have mercy upon them the way they had mercy upon me when I was young. I ask Allah to accept from us and to make us from amongst those who are dutiful towards their parents, responsible towards their parents. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.